This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
I don't want to interrupt, but I'm leaving. You've been doing great, Owen. You're going to finish up with these calls, but then Greg Reese and, of course, Harrison Smith are going to take another hour of calls. The crew's volunteered to do it. So we're here live covering this, hoping everything de-escalates. So the live coverage continues. Everybody spread those links. The globals are hacking us, trying to shut this down. Don't let them win. No BS. Let me tell you, everything's straight shooting here. See, I don't have some Machiavelli manipulative view. With me, it's all straightforward attack. That's the real power.
Don't act so surprised, globalist. You didn't think you could silence the American people, did you? Join Bandot Video, and I will complete your training. Together, we can overthrow the Emperor and restore the Republic.
Yeah, James Earl Jones did that for us. No, that's actually me. We've got the Motor City Madman, and his Queen of the Forest is true. Absolutely. And so Shemaine Nugent is here with us as well. All right, in the 4 minutes we have left, tell us about everything on Planet Nugent. And then in closing, what do you think the next attack on Trump's going to be?
Well, Mrs. Nugent is the boss here. We have a great relationship. We've been married for 31 years. Nicely done.
Oh.
Unbelievable. So we have quality of life, and we earn our own way, we live within our means, and we save for a rainy day. And that triad of quality of the American dream, it existed when I had $0, and it exists when I have a bunch of dollars. So I think people have to really intelligently reprioritize how they spend their money. And I guess the most glaring example is that people with gargantuan student loans are buying $5 cups of coffee at Starbucks. People have lost their minds in prioritization and quality of life. And what we're experiencing during this pandemic is a scramble for damage control because somebody didn't have the intellectual wherewithal for quality control. Quality control always beats damage control, and that's how we live our life. We are aware of our surroundings, we're aware of our cause and effect, and we dedicate ourselves to make sacrifices so we're in the asset column for our family, our neighborhood, our country, our fellow man, and planet Earth. It's so simple, it's stupid.
And, you know, for me, life is all about being healthy because I know what it's like to lose my health. I was diagnosed with having pre-emphysema from toxic mold between the walls. Know way too much about that if anybody wants to know. I'm actually producing a documentary about it.
Can't but wait to have you on about that.
I know way too much about it.
Great book. Get this book. Literally, people, Alex, come on my Facebook. They read Shemaine's book. And they get all emotional because it's a reminder of life quality 101. And it's so laid out in a pragmatic utilitarian way in this book that people go to Shemaine's, what is ShemaineRocks.com.
ShemaineNugent.rocks. But I'm also on Instagram and Facebook. And my goal in life is to change people's lives and make them happier and healthier. And that's what I want to do. I want to spread the love. I want to spread the joy. There's a lot of things to be scared about right now. But there's a lot of things to be grateful for. And I would just encourage everybody to be more prayerful, more loving, and kind to one another.
And the healthier you are, the happier you are every damn time. And to be healthy is so easy. You stop doing stupid stuff. You stop buying stupid stuff. You stop poisoning your body. You don't wage chemical warfare on your body. You don't buy chemicals that have fresh scent of spring in your house that are all chemicals. Get the chemicals, the sugar, get the crap out of your lives, the drugs, the alcohol, the poison, the vaping, and go back to square one and save for a rainy day. And I'm not talking millionaires. I'm talking your average American income. If you save for a rainy day, you'll never panic.
Hey, I'm totally sold. And another thing you guys do is you guys get demonized, I get demonized, and a lot of people then get shunned. That's how the left operates. You guys stand up for freedom of speech. We really appreciate your great work, your defense of the Second Amendment. So again, TedNugent.com. Of course, people can go to Shemaine's site as well, ShemaineNugent.rocks. Thank you so much for coming on. And hey, now that we're all locked down, we were talking during the break, both of you, anytime you want to pop on, give me a call or I'll call you, and please come on the broadcast.
Thank Christ.
God bless America. God bless the military and law enforcement, first responders all across this country.
All right. Well, absolutely. They're in for it. They're going to be on the front lines right now. Pray for them. Thank you, guys.
We've all watched with disgust and anger as companies across the United States and the world raise prices during this crisis and gouge their customers. InfoWars has done the opposite. Despite the fact that we've sold out of many of our products and are waiting for others to come back in, we have kept all the products that we have in stock massively discounted 20 to 50%. The average discount is 40% right now on our best-selling items. So stock up on things for you and your family during this crisis. Bolster your body. Bolster your defense. Be as healthy as you can so that we can all make it through this together. It is so important for everybody to do their own research and to protect themselves and their families with the knowledge that God has given us. Be sure and visit InfoWarsStore.com today and take advantage of these items while we still have them in stock.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Different guests on with a lot of different views, and I want to believe the views from Chamaine Nugent and Ted Nugent that this is a great opportunity for America to get back to its basic values and show how the patriots have been prepared and how we've been right all along, which is true. I'm worried about warning people about what's coming next, because I got to tell you, we know what we're talking about. We've proven it. Our guests, our callers, our research is just unparalleled. And Trump's the real deal. The globalists are after him. They launched this to take him out. He has been doing a balancing act, trying to save the economy and things. At the same time, knowing they're going to set him up for anybody that dies regardless. Nothing he does is going to be good. They're trying to trick him into declaring a total emergency now, saying they'll be nice if he does, and having a few operatives say, oh, look, he's good now if he just shuts the economy down. Yeah, we're going to have a depression, but it's not going to be his fault. He's going to get blamed for that, too, because the globalists operate on this premise. More than anything else, it's their prime rule. You don't have a memory, and so you're not going to remember that they said let the Chinese fly in 7 weeks ago and Trump was trying to block it. You're not going to remember the CDC under his nose shipped people in that had it. You're not going to remember. That's what they think. But his economic approval rating is up in most polls. But they can skew those anytime they want. So I've learned how they operate. I've learned their tricks. And if you ask a top baseball hitter how they know what ball the pitcher is going to throw, they can just tell by the pitcher's stance and watching him for years. And they can't tell you how they know. They just know. And it's the same thing. Thousands of data points go into this. And we're just totally over the target. And I'm not saying that to go, oh, I'm cool, this is great. Ted Nugent and Chamaine Nugent are so competent and work so hard. I know folks that know them really well and are so happy that I don't want to say it blinds them, because what they're seeing is what they're seeing and is their perspective. But it's all where you see something from, the perspective of how you see it. I'm here to tell you, not to scare you, because I remember about 10 years ago, I was in a private meeting with an operative that was trying to hire me, and I had the meeting to learn intel. And I also had that meeting flying on a first-class flight to be on The View. I've told you 50, 100 times about, where it was the head of one of the largest banks had an off-record discussion with me. He said, just don't say my name, but I'll tell you. Humanity is going to adapt to the slow slavery and control. We're going to have corporate world government. You're not going to stop us. And that's basically what this other globalist told me. Is he said, Alex, we don't care that you're on air because you think people are like you and are competent and motivated and you're telling them bad things. You think they're going to act against it and you think they're going to overcome it. No, they're going to get scared listening to you and they're going to submit. Now, I think they bet wrong. Look at Trump. Look at the Brazilian president. Look at all the things that are happening. I think you were asleep. I don't think you were scared. But there's nothing like an invisible enemy and watching all those nightmare science fiction scenes out of China to get people to panic. And I understand why. You know, we told employees, if you want to work from home, if you can, go ahead. A lot of them take care of grandparents. That's maybe a reason to go. Some people that have children go, I don't want them to get sick. Well, no children have died. But, okay, whatever. But you better know that in the aggregate, the panicked wall of people running for the hills, when I talk to top food producers and top supplement producers, they say, well, the warehouses, people are just leaving, and the supply chain's breaking down, and I'm not kissing the butt of the truck drivers. They're saying the truck drivers are all showing up. But the managers at companies and places are just running for the hills. And you see that in the news, that the billionaires are flying off in private jets, and they've got armored bunkers that I told you about 20 years ago because I knew people in Hollywood that had them. And people, oh, that's crazy. James Cameron didn't move to New Zealand avoid the apocalypse. Now he said he did, like a few years ago. So globalism was about being able to choke countries off because everybody was interdependent. Hell, they made an incredible movie back in the 70s with James Caan, Rollerblade. And I remember being like 8 years old watching it when it was on TV in like the early 80s. And my dad going, read this as a big new Brzezinski book when you get old enough, son. This movie's about what they plan to set up where every nation is independent on the other, and countries and cities, city-states actually control the countries. And then one city produces energy, another produces propaganda and entertainment, another produces weapons. But all of them are independent but interdependent, and it's corporate boards that will rule the planet. Well, that's in the movie Network when he explains to Howard Beale how the world really works. And in Blade Runner, they show you what they're planning. But if you go back to Rollerball, James Caan is this world-famous superstar, top rollerballer. He won't quit. He's supposed to get defeated in the end. He's supposed to be torn down. The corporates even take his wife. They have that power, like a lord of old, Prima Noctu, to take your wife or your daughter from you. And he goes to try to find files about how the corporations took over, and there's this one big mainframe liquid computer. And he goes to the computer, and they've gotten rid of all the books, they've gotten rid of everything. But for a while, everything was available on this worldwide computer system called the Internet. It's in the movie. But once it all went onto one AI computer, it began to erase everything. And so they're talking to the computer, and he goes, yes, he categorizes things, and then he loses them. And you see, once everything's on the cloud, notice everything's getting lost now. Yes, yeah. Back this up with audio. Back it up. I want to play this for people. Because they're telling you everything. Here it is. Play it.
Sorry, things have been in there. The Rollerball Champion. wonderful. Not many people come to see us, you know. We're not easy to talk to, Zero and I. A little confused again here today. This is embarrassing. It's embarrassing to misplace things.
Misplacing data?
The whole of the 13th century. Misplaced the computers. Several conventional computers. We can't find them. We're always moving things around, getting organized. My assistants and I. But this is Zero's fault. Zero. He's the world's file cabinet. Pity. Poor old 13th century. Well, come along now. You want to get started, don't you?
Yes, sir.
This way. Now,
when we come back, we'll finish up with it.
With all of the 13th century in them. Not much in
we'll
the
come back with how they disappear all the information all the phones up.
Corrupt.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But Also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss.
All right, here's what I want to do for the balance of the transmission today. And I'm going to go to your calls quickly because I know you're busy. If you have specific information from the National Guard, NORTHCOM, Space Command, Central Command, Army Special Operations, Threat Fusion Centers, State Police, on what you've been prepped and ready for, and what you've been told, I want you to call and we'll talk about it. And I want to be 1,000,000,000% clear. They admit they're gearing up the National Guard and regular Army to take over critical infrastructure, and that they're going to ratchet this up into full-blown martial law. California and New York are already going under it. And the Democrats are setting the precedent that Trump must do that or he's the reason people die. Then they're going to use the unrest that comes when the food and water starts running out in a few months, because the left's saying 18 months. Trump's got to go, funny, China only shut down for a month. Now they say they're back to normal, but we've got to shut down 18 months. They can have deaths, but we can't. And it's not going to stop the deaths, folks. It's going to make the curve go out longer and space it out over more time so it doesn't overwhelm things. Could the globalists launch some other bio attack and blame it on this? Absolutely. There's a lot of variables here. But I told you weeks ago they're going to run out of food at the grocery stores because I know the big suppliers. And now they're announcing that it's running out and the supply chain's breaking. You know, there's a big Guardian article out demonizing yours truly and James Lizzie Rawls and others for predicting all of this, specifically a virus doing this, and the left and the globalists seizing on it for control because they said they would. Big Guardian article talking about how I'm discredited because I said you should prep and get ready and because I predicted what was going on, what was happening. Disinformation and blame. How America's far right is capitalizing on coronavirus. So see, when you tell people don't get ready and you're wrong all the time and you stage fake stuff like ABC saying, you know, that Trump let Turkey blow up a city and it was the Knob Creek machine gun shootout, you're good guys. But when you're actually trying to defend the republic and trying to empower everybody, well, you've got to be shut down. The left openly says they want to crash the economy to remove Trump. They want the virus to be deadly. They want a depression. And they're everywhere hyping it. They're the villains. And they're telling Trump, oh, act nice during all this. Work with them. They're all stabbing him in the back as we speak. And so as soon as they are done tanking the stock market, and as soon as the food starts running out, they are going to turn on Trump even more than they are now. And this is their coup against America. So I'm the one a month ago, 6 weeks ago, going, Trump, you're behind the curve. Limbaugh's saying it's no problem. I get you're saying it might not be that deadly. But the way they're hyping it, they're coming for you. They're going to frame you that you didn't do enough when the deaths start mounting and show their faces on TV. As if you could stop this. It's always a part of human life. And it all comes out of China. The bird flu, the swine flu, the SARS, the coronavirus, the Wuhan virus. So I want to give the number out. And I want to hear from individuals specifically, because I already know that's activated. I already know it's getting ready. I already know from the Federalist Society last weekend, they were debating Trump saying, don't declare interstate travel ban right now. This is crazy. It'll kill the economy even faster. And we exclusively reported that. It came out 2 days later. It was accurate. Of course it was. My lawyer talked directly to the guy that was there. So we know this. So we're not asking for secret intel on tactics, relax. We already know all that. I want the listeners to hear what you at the grassroots are hearing, who are going to be the front lines of being around the virus, because if you're just an average person and under 70 and aren't sick, you're not going to have a big problem. But if you're exposed to the different variants of it, and there's at least two different strains, one is super deadly compared to the other, but is only on surfaces. The other is not very dangerous and is airborne. Still, you got to worry about the medical workers, the police, the military, and the rest of it. But the military is not our enemy. The police aren't our enemy, but they're being maneuvered into a position to be our oppressors if this goes more than a few months. And the left now already thinks they've got us buffaloed. Newsom is so happy. This is working great. Martial law is working wonderful. We don't have to call it martial law. It's a nuance, but it is. The people are submitting. But in Europe, they're still bringing the Muslims in and all the rest of it. But, oh, but citizens can't leave their houses. This is all about a power grab by the globalist. So the toll-free number is 877-789-ALEX. That is only for first responders or emergency workers, people in health departments, people in Congress, folks that want to call in anonymously at 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539, with your firsthand knowledge, not text messages you got that somebody's flooding out there as spam. This latest one is exactly what I've said. I would announce, if I was Trump, so there wouldn't be a bunch of disruption. The lowest time, that'd be Sunday night, so people have a chance to get prepared. But what's dangerous about this is they keep closing the noose tighter and tighter and tighter. And at a certain point with civilization, it will make civilization stop. It will make everybody leave work. It will break down the infrastructure. And as Licking Their Lips Politico says in a huge report, coronavirus will change the world permanently. Here's how. And it goes over how we're not going to leave our houses now, and it'll be like weather reports, new viruses, and robots will control us. This is 2020. This is the dystopic nightmare. All right, let me just throw this out as well. There is chloroquine in all these big studies and articles. An old malaria drug may help the novel coronavirus, ABC News. This is in big studies. What does it do? It pushes zinc, reportedly, into the cells. And if there's zinc in the cells, the viruses have trouble replicating. Strangely enough, in big studies, the same thing with colon cancer and things like that. Look at studies on zinc across the board. Well, we have a great product that I'm not saying treats it. I'm not saying saves you. I'm saying it's what I and my family are doing. I've been promoting it for years. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the real red pill and the real red pill plus. The real red pill doesn't have any of the natural stimulant in it. It has preglinone that boosts all your hormones, your metabolic system up, high-quality vitamins and minerals and other key cofactors, and it's got a good, juicy dose of zinc and B6 and B12 and calcium and magnesium and, as I said, zinc and selenium and copper and manganese and chromium and a whole bunch of other stuff with the vitamins as well. With the preglinone, it turbocharges it all. I told the guys to cut it 50% in price because it's an expensive formula for us to manufacture. It's been cut 50% in price because people are searching out all the zinc and buying it up. When everybody else goes up in price, I go down in price. Real Red Pill and Real Red Pill Plus are 50% off. And it is a big bottle full of it for you, your wife, your children, all of it. So the Real Red Pill, the Real Red Pill Plus are in stock. We have the turmeric, 40% off, Ultimate Turmeric Formula Bodies. That's so good for you. X2, X3, and back in stock for a limited time, Super Silver Nano Silver 1-ounce dispensers. And the 16 ounces is about to sell out again. All of this is what myself and my family use to boost our defenses. We'll be back with your phone call straight ahead.
Our constitutions, our health is our most valuable asset. It's what allows us to stay alive on this amazing planet that God's given us. And we've got to take care of our bodies. We've got to take care of ourselves. And all the products at InfoWarsStore.com have been researched deeply and have been developed with some of the top experts in the country to maximize what God's given us through Mother Nature to help our bodies boost their defense against all the insane things that have been artificially introduced into our environment. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com today during all this hysteria and realize it's not toilet paper or flashlights that you really need. Sure, it's okay to have plenty of that, but it is high-quality supplements, and we've got the best. And during this crisis, I am discounting everything 40% at InfoWarsStore.com.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I gotta tell you, it's just invisible boogeyman. An invisible 9/11. Can't get tested. Some people are going to die in the hospitals. You better give all your rights up right now. Can't sell guns. Can't buy guns. Can't transport your guns. The Democrats in their jurisdiction set the precedent. Jacob Engels is popping in next segment on huge Roger Stone developments. Another person, it turns out, connected to the trial is a Democrat Party operative. That's almost all of them now. Incredible. We'll continue with your call some of the next hour. Then Mike Adams is going to pop in with new developments. Wesley, Kay, and others. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. We already know. I'm not asking police and military to call in, but, you know, secret stuff or where you're meeting or what's going on. We already know. You've been dispatched to critical infrastructure, to food distribution centers. There's a talk of locking down the interstates. That's all in the news. We have Governor Newsom saying, oh, we already locked everything down. You know, it's just a point of term. We're already under martial law. Why call it that? I'm wondering about the time frames. I know Trump almost did it last Sunday. Okay. Well, the word is it's moving towards this Sunday. Again, we'll be here live watching it as it unfolds. All Californians told shelter in place. As it happened, over the big signs that we always told you would be used for martial law. Wesley is a firefighter, intel on local hospitals, FEMA tent hospitals. In fact, there was an article yesterday on Infowars.com that I should have started the show with. Yeah, scroll down for folks to see photos, please. And it says exclusive. First look at photos inside Dallas coronavirus quarantine facility. I got sent these by some folks who were inside there working. And the rows are just like what we saw in the big Spanish flu outbreak in 1918, over 500 beds now in there at the Tabelli Hutchinson Center. And they're telling the public, oh, it's just an overnight shelter. It's not for coronavirus. Yes, it's medical beds. It's for coronavirus. I called and talked to someone in the police department up in that area. I'll sleep with that. And there's at least three facilities already being set up. So the government expects this to be big and to overwhelm the hospitals. So we'll see. We've all got front row seats to it. And Kay is in Texas. Police officer, North Texas, talking about the virus. Let's go to Kay first. Kay, thanks for calling.
Yes, Alex, thanks for taking my call. Just wanted to first just touch on how ill-prepared it appears that our department is and a lot of these health facilities. I was in the hospital up here a few days ago, and the nurses are just walking around like nothing's wrong. They have their half of them don't have masks. Half of them are coughing. They just appear like, you know what? There's nothing we can do. So we're just going to just get the virus and just go about our business. And, you know, out here taking calls, and it looks like had a couple cases already of officers that have tested positive. Next thing you know, you got officers just not showing up. Then you got probably officers that are ready to retire just saying, hey, I'm not coming in. You know? So that's what's going to be end up happening. Officers are just going to suddenly say, what's it worth to me? I could be at home protecting my family, or I can be here just getting ill and dealing with riots, you know?
I can see that chain reaction, because even if 10,000 people die, that's going to be the end of the world with a hysteria. Hell, one person's sick in a town, everyone runs in fear. Some estimates are in the hundreds of thousands. The media and press conferences says 3 million. There's no evidence of that. The number keeps going down and down. But if you are over 80 years old and you've had surgery or whatever and you've got lung problems, then, yeah, it's the grim reaper. What are the other officers thinking, Kay?
I see a lot of people that are on both sides. I mean, we obviously officers are overwhelmingly supportive of Trump, so they're just trying to say, you know, it's no big deal. It's going to be fine. It's all blown out of proportion, which I'm along with you on that note. But there's just so many things we don't know about this at this point, like with what Mike Adams is saying.
No, you're right. That's what makes it scary. And Trump knows it's coming, so regardless of how bad it is, no reason to panic and tank the stock market. And so he's really, right. I think, has a balancing act here.
Totally understand that. And I do appreciate what Trump's been doing and just trying to appeal to the people, but at the same time, make sure stuff doesn't completely collapse, because I have kids. I don't want that to happen.
Well, exactly. And listen. If we lost a million, we lost over that in the Civil War back when our population was, you know, 20% of what it is now. If we lost a million and don't panic about it, it's sad. You know, it's not good. But if you have a Great Depression, you can pull up the university studies. 7 million. Pull up the articles. University studies. 7 million starved to death from malnutrition, Great Depression. 7 million people in the 10-year Great Depression, or 11-year Great Depression, ended up starving to death, they estimate. So if the whole society collapses, that is not good. And the food's going to run out. So, again, it's like where you get startled and then fall down the stairs and break your neck because your wife says, hey, honey, you go, oh, and you fall down the stairs and break your neck or have a heart attack. And I see that's what is unfolding, and it's just the getting into it and the hysteria and the fear. When the explosion of the virus, regardless of how big it's going to get, is just now beginning, we'll know in 8 weeks how bad this is really going to be. Yeah, there it is. Famine killed 7 million people in the USA. And that's Pravda, not Russia. In the old days, you couldn't believe Pravda, but I don't even believe it because it's in mainstream media. But I read that. I think it was University of Chicago study a few years ago. There you go. All right, Kay, thank you so much. Let's go to Wesley. Oh, there is a New York Times article. Food of basic pleasure is suddenly fraught. The coronavirus has forced Americans to rethink how to feed themselves, from cooking to shopping to ordering in. Wesley, firefighter intel on hospitals, FEMA tents. I know up in Georgia you've got the old forced labor military camp has been opened up, is already putting people in it, Wesley.
That's right, Alex. Thanks so much for taking my call. Real quick, I want to tell all your viewers to do what I've done, and that's I took $10, I got a yard sign and a can of spray paint and some stencils. I have COVID-19 is 1984 on one sign and Infowars.com on the other. So to all your viewers, we've got to spread the message.
Listen, I'll hold you over so you have more time, but I've been thinking about having callers call in with what's a T-shirt or a bumper sticker or just something we ask everybody to put up in public to describe it. And, yes, COVID-19 equals 1984. You just nailed it. COVID-19 is 1984.
And the more viewers we can have to put signs up, to put bumper stickers up, it's spreading the message, Alex. I haven't had people stop by and say, you're crazy. I've had people stop by and say, oh, my gosh, I was thinking the same thing. But
brother, I couldn't sleep last night and literally paced the halls in the dark, walking in and looking at my children as they slept, trying to think of the slogan. That's it. COVID-19 equals 1984. COVID-19 equals 1984 on top, a global 9/11. Absolutely. What else do you think?
Alex, I was at our first emergency operations center. I'm the operations captain for the fire department here last night. And last night, as we were concluding our meeting, I saw a high-level hospital employee packing up on a trailer, large traffic cones like what you would see on the interstate. And so this isn't some low-level maintenance guy, Alex. This is a high-level hospital official packing up large amounts of traffic cones from the emergency operations center to prepare to cordon off the parking lot for Kent hospitals.
In fact, I read the article opened a few weeks ago. I was already taking a few patients. It's called the Inmate Labor Park. It's formerly a forced labor facility. What's the name of the state park they're using to hold people now in Georgia?
I don't know. That's up in North Georgia, Alex. They've already said that they're building, you know, facilities there. Southwest Georgia has already issued their first shelter-in-place order, but we know that's just a ruse for martial law.
Well, let me tell you what I saw. I went down to Port Aransas to try to take some time off with the family, and I ended up coming back early, and I'm driving in, and the fire department's got a checkpoint blocking the road with dump trucks. It was clearly how you block a road. And then the day we left, the police were practicing blocking the road, again, at the city limits and blocking the island. So, yeah, they're getting their orders to gear up. But like you said, it was when I was driving by, it was all the higher-level police, just like you saw a hospital official. They're not telling people under them. But it doesn't matter because the orders on top are there.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We are back live. Going to finish up with Wesley, and then we're going to have Jacob Ingles pop in with some big breaking news, investigative journalist, and then we're going to go back to your calls. And Mike Adams is going to be joining us the last 45 minutes of the next hour with a lot of important information. Jacob Ingles has broken a bunch of huge news. We'll talk to him in just a second. But Wesley in Georgia, a firefighter, I looked at the name of the park they're now using to put two people they've had in Georgia that have it, and it's Hard Labor Creek State Park in Morgan County, a former area where they use prison labor to cut granite. So that just shows you what's going on. So all this is really being set up. I just wanted to hear what the first responders are being told. And from what I've seen out there, first responders aren't being told a lot. That's not good.
That's right, Alex. I've got one more major point. Do you remember the Las Vegas shooting back in October 17?
Yes, I do.
Okay, if you remember, Trump banned bump stocks after that. That went into effect in March of 19. And then we started learning, the CDC started hiring in November of 19 for all this quarantine officers. So it's all connected, Alex, because they didn't want you to be able to get bump stocks to prepare for the martial law.
Well, I know this. This country is in a fight for its very future. The president's surrounded by people that won't implement his policies. He didn't want to push it into all this. They're forcing him to. And I'm not defending what's happening. I think it's out of control. But I get that the president has to sit there the way the public's been domesticated and hand-wring and, you know, go along with whatever the leftists are pushing in their cities, or it looks like he hasn't adequately responded. And that's quite a trap. He tried to speak to the public and say, hey, this happens. It's part of life. We're working on it. We don't know how deadly it is. But they were able to get political shots in there. And I said, Trump, do something. Well, now here we are. So this is the globalist ultimate weapon, is a bioweapon attack and total hysteria. God bless you, Wesley. All right, we had a federal officer on with some info, but they got cold feet and hung up. You're not giving out any secret information. We've already in a form of martial law by the corporations, by the Democrats in their areas, stampeding Republicans into going along with it, or they'll be saddled with the deaths from the virus. And even the media is taking the Chinese off the name of it, calling it the Trump virus now. Okay, joining us is Jacob Ingalls, investigative journalist, CentralFloridaPost.com. He also writes for GatewayPundit.com and InfoWars.com. And man, has he been knocking it out of the park. Photos appear to show naked Andrew Gillum on vomit-covered towels, but he didn't get in trouble at a reported meth party. But that's a side issue. The big one is another individual involved with the Roger Stone show trial is a Democrat Party operative. So the first four women worked for Obama, headed up an agency. Her husband works on the Robert Mueller report. Total conflict of interest. Textbook. And then the new one was a Democratic Party operative, ran for national office, a protege of Donna Brazile, and she's trying to keep the other names secret, but as they find out more of their names and find out people connected to the trial, it's a bunch of Democratic Party operatives. So give us the latest on your excellent Gateway Pundit article.
Absolutely, Alex. So we discovered that the court-appointed attorney for the jurors, the corrupt jurors, is actually connected to the lead jury forewoman, Tomika Hart. They served on the same board of the Center for American Democracy and Technology. A clear conflict of interest, yet Judge Amy Berman Jackson allowed it to happen yet again.
And again, this is bombshell. I've talked to a bunch of lawyers. They've never heard of a judge appointing a lawyer for former jurors. Jurors are supposed to be public, especially after a trial. She's trying to hide it. And now, tell us who the individual is.
The individual is Sidney Rawl, or Alan C. Rawl, my bad, with Sidney Austin LLP, a white shoe law firm out of D.C. He is a leftist. He is somebody who has had contact with Tomika Hart, the lead jury forewoman, who has had anti-Trump, anti-Stone, anti-Jones posts on her social media accounts. She is corrupt, and it seems as if Judge Amy, when she was reviewing who to appoint for the jurors, called up Tomika Hart and said, Tomika, do you have any friends?
There he is on screen right there. There's a computer malfunction putting a bar over his face. But click on that, guys, and get his actual photo of Alan Charles Rawl. This is just amazing. Democrat Party operative as their lawyer. How am I not surprised?
Yeah, and it's really concerning, Alex. What is wrong with this judiciary system? It's supposed to be justice is blind in this country, but if you're a conservative, you're a Trump supporter, if you're an InfoWars listener, you do not deserve fairness, you do not deserve true justice, you deserve a kangaroo court, something that Hitler would be proud of. Sad to say it, but it's true.
Well, it just amazes me how she's trying to keep the names of the other jurors secret, because we know they're going to all turn out to be Democrat Party operatives.
Yeah, and there's not one single juror. Let's just make the bet right now, Alex. I owe you dinner at Eddie V's if I'm wrong. Let's make the bet right now that not one single juror or alternate juror is a Republican, an independent, even Green Party, even a Libertarian. We know the game. We know the fix. And the fix was in from the beginning for Roger.
Well, if folks want to read the Gateway Pundit article, we've got a link to it at InfoWars.com. We'll put it back on screen. Folks need to go see the stunning corrupt Roger Stone jury foreman is connected to court-appointed lawyer. And that's a powerful headline, but I would just say stunning. Corrupt Roger Stone Democrat Party operative, that's too long, corrupt Roger Stone jury forewoman is protected by Democrat Party operative lawyer. I mean, it's just too over the top. We've got to learn those other names. not to tamper with the jury, the jury's over, but to show. I mean, some of them, one of the other guys, went and wrote an op-ed for the Washington Post how bad Roger was and how good they are and how wonderful the Democrats are. I mean, they've got all their speech, but Roger Stone doesn't have his.
No, Seth Cousins. Let's say his name, Seth Cousins. He went to the Washington Post. He wrote an article for them talking about how fair the jury process was, talking about how wonderful Judge Amy Berman Jackson was. And, Alex, one interesting point in his article that he mentioned that I found quite weird, he felt the need to tell people that Judge Amy never came into our area. Judge Amy never interacted with the jurors. That's like a little kid saying, no, Mom, I didn't take the cookies after they just gotten caught taking the cookies. This judge needs to be reviewed immediately, and it's the same process for the president for federal judges. She should be impeached, she should be tried, and she should be stripped of her robe and ostracized from the legal community and shamed throughout this country.
That's right. Very dangerous federal tyranny, and that's why it's well known that they have got federal judges out to lynch me as best they can. They're Democrat Party operatives, and this is the tyranny. We've seen it before. Jacob Ingalls, I wanted to have you on. Happy birthday, by the way. I wanted to have you on because you're a great journalist. You've been through a lot. You got persecuted for telling the truth and being one of the first to expose, in fact, the first to expose what was going on here on the show with the jurors under serious threats. And this is a threat to us all. There's huge news with the coronavirus, all this giant stuff happening. But what's happening to Roger has happened to us all. And I said, watch, I bet she doesn't send him to jail right away, like she said in 2 weeks, because she always does the opposite. I said, they're waiting until they try to remove Trump again with the next hoax. And, of course, that's coronavirus. I'm not saying the virus itself's a hoax, but the hysteria is. And then they'll try to do that because they just keep getting more desperate as they try to push things into the future, but it's not working for them. We're about to go to break. I'm going to let you go. I appreciate the time, but briefly, what's your snapshot on the coronavirus and what's going on?
Well, Alex, I think you put the nail on the head. It is something that's concerning. It should concern us all. But what is more concerning, the idea that we're going to catch it and infect somebody else, or the idea that the hysteria is going to whip people up into such a frenzy that we're going to start harming one another? That's what they want. They want us to be in this mindset that the end of the world is coming. And I see it at the grocery store. I see it out in the streets of Orlando here. People are not treating each other with respect and kindness as fellow humans. People are shoving and pushing in the grocery store, fighting over Walmart brand toilet paper. I don't think I would even use that if it were the apocalypse. And they are not realizing how they should behave as humans. And all of that is media, corporate media generated hysteria. You should be prepared at any time for 3 to 6 months of not going to the store, food, water, medical supplies. That's why it's so important when we watch InfoWars, when we watch other shows, you provide people with the tools for success. And oftentimes, we don't think it's serious enough. Well, now it's serious enough, and what kind of situation have you found yourself in?
And we're the ones that predicted where it was all going and how it unfolded and said, get ready. And again, we're the bad guys. So the word of mouth, getting the truth out right now, that it came from China, that it's a man-made weapon, that it's meant to hurt our economy, that China's already turned back on, but we're supposed to be shut down for 18 months. This is the globalist move. Jacob Ingalls, thank you so much. We're going to go to break, and I promise we're going to write to Greg and write to Truther on the other side as we start the fourth hour. And then Mike Adams is scheduled at 15 after to join us. He's got a lot to cover as well. But make no mistake, we predicted the total hysteria, the attack on Trump, the attempt to bring down the economy, and it's happening now. What's coming next? We'll put our heads together and talk to Greg, who's a paramedic in Oklahoma and Nevada on the virus, and Truther, a medical worker, talking about what's happening in California. We'll be right back.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
winds of change, the wave.